Illegal alien flophouse shut down in Rockland County, New York, as border crisis spreads. By Warner Todd Houston on September 19, 2023. Officials in Rockland County, New York, announced Monday that they are taking legal action against a landlord for allowing her single-family rental home to become a migrant flophouse housing some 31 illegal border crossers. The illegals, from Ecuador and Guatemala, were discovered when county officials launched a surprise inspection of the residents in the Clarkstown hamlet of New City, which is on the banks of the Hudson River. In essence, it was a migrant flophouse, Clarkstown supervisor George Homan said, according to the New York Post. "We knew something was amiss. What we saw was so bad. This was by far the worst flophouse we've seen," he added, calling the situation unacceptable. Homan continued, "We are not going to let this happen in Clarkstown." He also warned that President Joe Biden's border crisis is coming to a local town near you. Related exclusive: large group of migrants from many nations cross border into Arizona. A local judge approved a spot inspection after the owner of the rental property, listed as a Schlima couple, ignored inquiries from officials. "Our investigation thus far has determined that this is an organized effort that has brought these illegal immigrants and migrants to Clarkstown. This is a national security crisis and a humanitarian crisis," Homan exclaimed. Congressman Michael Lawler, R. Rockland, and Rockland County Executive Ed Day also spoke up, blasting Joe Biden, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, and New York City's Democrat Mayor Eric Adams for making the migrant crisis worse. "We are still determining how these individuals arrived in Clarkstown and whether or not they were part of a clandestine effort by Mayor Adams to subvert the will of Rockland County and prior judicial decisions," Lawler said at Monday's press conference. "The restraining order filed today by Supervisor Homan is an important step in putting a stop to this. And we are continuing to pursue all courses of action in order to resolve this matter," he exclaimed. For his part, Adams' office has said that it has not sent any illegals to Rockland County. "One issue with this sort of thing is that it will tend to drive up rental prices as local homeowners try to avoid further incidents that would drive property values downward. With home rental prices already starting at $2,000 and rising to some $5,000 monthly for a modest-sized single-family home, the market is already starting to exceed the reach of middle-class families." Related: migrants refuse to leave NYC hotel, demand taxpayers give them permanent homes. This is not the first time Rockland County has seen groups of illegals trying to take up residence. In March, a large group, including many minors, was dropped off into the county's foster homes where there were already 45 other migrant children being housed. At that time, Lawler called the situation unsustainable and demanded that something be done to stem the tide of illegals. "You're not going to get there unless there is truly a comprehensive approach and, unless, both sides are willing to give here. You need to secure the border. We cannot continue to have this massive inflow of illegal immigration," he said, adding that there also has to be some pathway to legalization. His call for what was essentially an amnesty policy was poorly received by many. "Any sort of large amnesty program will reduce Americans' wages and drive up rent costs. That economic shock will push more Americans, especially older, unhealthy, or less enterprising Americans, into poverty, shared housing, and a greater reliance on government welfare." County Executive Ed Day blasted Biden's border crisis, especially for the burden it is placing on local schools, which are forced to take in hundreds of kids, most non-English speaking, spreading resources thin and damaging the education of everyone. "Washington, D.C.'s failed immigration policy is not helping people. It's hurting people, the people that are coming in, and the people who are here," said Day. Related: NYC Mayor Eric Adams, "Migrant crisis will destroy New York City." Other New York County officials have also had just about enough of Biden's, Schumer's, and Adams' crisis being visited on them, too. On August 12, Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz demanded that Mayor Adams stop busing illegals from New York City to his northern New York County after two of Adams' migrants were arrested and accused of rape in Erie County shelters. The governor of nearby New Jersey, Democrat Phil Murphy, also spoke out, claiming that his state is closed to shipments of illegals from New York. Several northern New York County clerks even shied away from handing out driver's licenses to illegals after the state legislature passed a law allowing the documents to be doled out to undocumented migrants. Early this month, Governor Murphy said his state did not have the resources to take on New York's illegals, despite the fact that Murphy campaigned for office on a pledge of making New Jersey a sanctuary state. On September 15, Democrat New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was shouted down by dozens of citizens who were angry over Biden's lack of action at the border as she and other Democrats tried to hold a press conference in New York City in support of illegals. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.